Welcome to Penn Weekly. We're here on March 20th, and right now we have Sun Penn on the line. Sun, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. There's plenty of news in the world of sports this week. First off, let's go ahead and talk about the Los Angeles Lakers. They're going ahead and playing without Kobe Bryant, without Pau Gasol, and they actually won a couple games without them, but it looks like the Lakers ran out of steam against the Suns on Monday night. It probably could have been avoided, but Mike D'Antoni, the great coach that he is, thought he could play his players three nights in a row on a seven-man rotation. There was just a complete disaster in the fourth quarter of Phoenix Suns game. It looked like a bunch of five tired guys after winning King of the Court in a pickup game 12 times. They just could not move no matter who they were playing against. So it was another loss just because Mike D'Antoni doesn't know how to play a bench. He really has no idea how to play a bench. I mean, you know, I play NBA 2K, and once I see, you know, a player's tired or a Gatorade sign under their name, I can take them right out. I mean, they're not as effective when they're tired. I don't know why D'Antoni can't understand this. Do you have any idea, son?
Well, I think that he doesn't trust his other players, that a tired Steve Nash or any other player in the rotation is better than a fresh player off the bench like Zachary, Darius Morris, or Devin Ebanks. And Mike, just to play the devil's advocate, what would you have liked, or who would you have liked to see get more minutes in the games where they played a seven-man rotation?
Anybody, actually, during the first half. Just a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there from either Morris, Eubanks, or Zachary. You know, it couldn't be that bad just to have him run around and grab a couple rebounds and hope for the best, because, you know, they are professional players. Anybody would have worked out just for a couple of minutes. I mean, I'm not asking Zachary to play 45 minutes, but, you know, 1 or 2 minutes in between quarters, sure.
Yeah, I think that would have been a good idea. I mean, I agree. I think running a seven-man rotation on a back-to-back is just basically conceding defeat in one or both of those games, especially the second game where they have to travel to Phoenix right after a game where I think every player interviewed after the game said they were really tired. So you know, it's not really good when you've got a lot of 30-year-olds playing big minutes and saying they're tired, and then going on the road and playing a team that played, I think, 10 players in the game. Just really wore out the Lakers. Dwight Howard and Meta World Peace. Like then, Tony said it would have been about the same. It's just that the reserves, Jameson and Blake, would have played more minutes off the bench. And the starters would have been about the same, but actually, Howard and Ron Artest, Meta World Peace, played 40 minutes in the game before. And Howard has admittedly said that he is in not good shape, that he that he needs conditioning. It's just almost conceding defeat, and to think that the fourth quarter would go in any other direction than the Lakers being really tired would have been simply foreseeable for that to happen.
It's a no-brainer. Coaching 101, if a team is tired, they need rest. It's not even coaching 101. It's life 101. You know, if you see a child or an infant tired, you put them to bed so they can sleep. I mean, it's like Mike D'Antoni has no concept of this. It's like an alien.
Right. Mike D'Antoni has a reputation of running his players into the ground, both the minutes, playing short rotations, 7 to 8 man rotations throughout the year. Eventually, they tire out as the season goes along. It's no different here in Los Angeles. Another side effect of that is the players on the back end of the bench don't develop skills or get the reps they need during the regular season, so they never are able to contribute throughout the season because they haven't developed skills and they haven't developed a repertoire of playing with other players on the court. So it's all very bad as far as the rotation goes, as far as bench managing your bench goes. And it's something that D'Antoni, I don't think we'll ever learn.
Oh, no, he's set in his ways. And, yeah, the thing is, the guys on the bench, even if they do go in, they know mentally they're not going to be ready. They know they're not going to play. And there's no reason of them preparing to play a game if they know they're not going to go in, even if four players foul out and they'll have to go with four. Mike D'Antoni will refuse to put somebody in. He's that crazy.
Yeah, I think when it happens, somebody gets fouled out and somebody on the bench has to play the game, I think their reaction is mostly, oh, man, I think I have to shower now.
I'm not sure, but, yeah, if this late in the season, I don't know why D'Antoni just concedes defeat. Hopefully, everyone gets well rested. They have 3 days in between games. Next game's on Friday against the Wizards. Hopefully, everybody be healthy. Hopefully, Kobe and Powell come back as well and get ready for the stretch run in the playoffs if they do make it. So, yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame that we have Mike D'Antoni as a coach, but what can he do?
Yeah, there's nothing that can be done right now other than firing him and hiring another coach and basically pay three coaches for the next few years if that happens.
Yeah, three coaches for the next 3 years. That'll be crazy. I don't know if it's a great idea. I don't know if it's the best idea, but yeah, this is what we have for the next couple of years, Mike D'Antoni and a couple blown out of knees for Steve Nash at a world peace.
Yeah. The thing is that Dwight Howard is probably going to be the centerpiece of the Lakers team if he does resign with the Lakers moving forward. And Mike D'Antoni is a point guard, a wing type of coach where he favors those type of players. So I think it's going to be a bad combination in the future if Dwight does resign because Steve Nash, Kobe Bryant, they're not going to be there past, I'd be surprised if they are not this end of this year, but the end of next year. Well, Nash has 3 years, so I think he has 2 more years after this year, but they don't have much longer before Dwight Howard is the main player on the team. It'll be interesting what kind of players, how the roster shapes up after the older players leave.
Yeah, we'll definitely see. It'll be interesting what the Lakers do. They will have to pay $100 million in luxury taxes next year if they do re-sign Howard and everybody returns. And they think that's only 7 players. So it's going to be it's going to be very expensive to play this team just for an 8th seed. So hopefully, a lot of good things will happen. But let's go ahead and move on. Other news in the NBA, the biggest news probably is Heat's win streak. Now up to, 24 games?
24.
24 games. The Heat comeback victory against the Celtics a couple nights ago, and then tonight another monster comeback victory against the Cavaliers and against our old friend Luke Walton. Unfortunately, Luke Walton could not guard LeBron James, but that's not a surprise.
Luke Walton was not able to contain LeBron James tonight. I think the Cavs are up 27. The Cavs are up 27 points in the third quarter. Not only that, they were down, like 7 or 8 or 9 points in the fourth quarter, and they came back. The Cavs did. So they gave a 27-point lead, and then they went behind by almost 10 points, but they made a game of it, but eventually lost it, like you mentioned.
Tough game. LeBron James, again, a triple-double. Is there anybody better in the league than LeBron James?
Currently or, like, historically?
Currently.
No, it's not even close.
No, it's not even close. Jason Terry is not impressed, though, apparently, with the Cav, with the Heat or LeBron James, and or the Heat win streak. He said he's not impressed, even after being posterized by LeBron James getting hit in the chest with a knee. And then LeBron James standing over Jason Terry after the dunk. That was a fun theater. It was a monster dunk. Now the question is, which dunk was better, DeAndre Jordan's dunk over Brandon Knight or LeBron James' dunk over Jason Terry?
Well, I have to go with DeAndre Jordan's dunk. Only because I think DeAndre Jordan got higher on the play, on his dunk.
I would go for DeAndre Jordan's dunk as well, just because it was an alley-oop, and he did get up higher above the rim, but they both, actually both of their heads, both dunks, they both got over the rim, which is incredible. But still, LeBron James' dunk over Jason Terry, I think, has more context to it, since Jason Terry's big trash talker beat him in the 2011 finals, and LeBron James said he was really happy it was Jason Terry that he dunked on.
Yeah, that's true. That's surprising. I've never heard LeBron James say anything negative about either player, except for maybe Joakim Noah. Like, publicly single out another player, that's really surprising. It sounds a lot like something Kobe would say, not necessarily LeBron, who is typically Mr. Nice Guy.
Right. LeBron, he's never calls out anybody or, he's usually really respectful. But in this case, he really wants to take it to Jason Terry.
Yeah, he really has some vendetta against Jason Terry. I'm assuming it has to do with the 2011 finals. Really, it's really surprising, like I said, that he would call out somebody. Really not in his nature.
especially someone like Jason Terry. You know, Jason Terry, I don't think he's ever made an All-Star team. Just pretty average productive, or above average productive player most of his career. But not really a superstar. Not even close to the level there LeBron James is. But, you know, some people develop rivalries against people for no reason.
Well, you know, I wouldn't put it past LeBron for not liking certain players in the league, but it's publicly for him to say something is most surprising.
Right. Yeah. I like it when I was actually kind of happy that he said something like that. You know, makes it something more interesting. If, you know, he says a general dislike for somebody.
Yeah. Hatred is. Not hatred, maybe sports hate makes things more interesting.
Yeah, I think the only person LeBron James would have been happier to dunk on would be Cavs owner Dan Gilbert. If today Dan Gilbert somehow walked onto the court and then LeBron James dunked on him, I think that's the only way LeBron James could have been happier.
I can't think of more than maybe Skip Bayless.
Double whammy. If just dragged out Skip Bayless's corpse. I don't know, not corpse, but just dragged him out there so he'd get dunked on pregame.
Yeah, I think that's the only person he would want to dunk on more.
But this Heat streak, do you think they're going to go all the way to 33 games and break the record of the 72 Lakers?
I think if they beat the Spurs at the end of this month, they might not lose until the starters rest, whatever that number will be.
So how many more games is that?
I think they have like 20 more games. They could end up at around 40. What do you think? You think they'll break the record?
They got 7 games more to go. They would have to break the record against the
Knicks. They have 9 on TNT.
Huh?
They have nine games to go to tie the record.
Oh, okay. Their competition's really, really mediocre. They only have games against 3 teams above 500. The Bulls, who are good, but they don't really have a superstar or not elite-level team without Derrick Rose. The Spurs are an elite team, but, you know, who knows what they're going to do. They might just rest their players again. I don't know. And then they have the Knicks, who the Knicks did beat the Heat twice this season in blowout wins, but most recently lost to the Heat a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, I think they'll make it. A lot of teams are really trying hard, though. The Cavs tried really hard. Cavs didn't have Kyrie Irving today, and they still were able to get ahead. So I think teams are going to try to play as hard as they possibly can for next few weeks. But knowing LeBron James and his talent level and his test focus, I think he'll get done. And, you know, the weirdest thing about LeBron James past, I don't know, 70 games, ever since last year's NBA Finals, LeBron James was a completely different player. He played a completely different game. Thinking 2 years ago, he was more of a dribble around 3-point line and then, you know, take a jump shot if he wants to or try to take it to the rim. Now he just plays so differently. It's so weird that, he's had such a big transformation in his game.
Yeah, his game has changed a lot. I think a lot of people have said he's become more relaxed. He doesn't have the weight of expectations of winning a championship that burdens him or for him to think about during a game and things like that. So he just plays however he wants to play now. He has this, I don't want to say confidence because I think he's always been confident, but a different type of ease when he's playing. And basically, I've always wanted LeBron James to play as if he were power controlling him in a video game, which means either shoot 3-pointers and just dunk the ball. And in a way, that's kind of how he's playing now. He always takes it to the hole or he shoots threes. Sometimes he has a mid-range, but you got to do that sometimes. Or just overpower people in the post. And that's what he's doing now, and he's just dominating the league. It's exactly how people have always wanted him to play.
Yeah, it's exactly how we wanted him to play, and now he's doing it. It's amazing. This is athleticism stays with him, I'm not sure, at least for the next couple of years. It doesn't look like it's going away yet.
Well, you're kind of just entering his prime. Think about it, he's 28. Most players play in their prime until they're 32, 33. He's got 4 or 5 more years at this level, at least, or higher.
Right. Wow, it's scary. It's scary to think how good this guy can be. But, it's kind of funny how a year ago to this day, people were making fun of LeBron James and how he can't play the clutch and how he is so afraid of the moment that he has to pass to Udonis Haslam for a game-winning shot. Now that's all gone. It's kind of sad that, we have to move on in the chapter of our lives of making fun of LeBron James.
Well, you still can make fun of his hairline.
One thing I do like about LeBron James is his Samsung Galaxy Note commercial. That is a really commercial, makes him look like a fun, nice guy, and it actually does sell the product. One of our friends, Matt Hansen, he actually bought that phone just because of the commercial, just because of LeBron James having fun in a barbershop.
Well, I'm sure there's other reasons. I mean, if that was like a flip phone, I don't think he would have bought it. Maybe, I don't know. His public image has never been more positive, which also can be said about his play on the court.
Right, and the only thing that would put him over the top if he does a dunk contest next year.
Yeah, I don't think he'll do it, but yeah, that would be fun.
And to make him the most favorite player of all time. Maybe.
Guess what Luke Walton's plus minus was tonight?
Oh, plus 38.
Minus 34.
Yeah, we gotta look at the analytics stats.
Right, there's other things that go into it, but yeah, that's pretty bad.
Minus 34? That is the worst thing that's the worst I've ever seen.
That's bad, but that's not the worst I've seen. I think I saw like Carlos Boozer was a minus 45 once.
Oh, wow.
He saw a lot of buckets go in on the other end, but nothing going on inside.
I mean, he just saw the team just score on him every 34 points. Oh, I've never seen it. It didn't make anyone depressed. Yeah. So I guess there's that NBA news. Let's go ahead and move on then. Let's go ahead and take a look at March Madness. It's March again. The NCAA basketball tournament is here. And, of course, I have no idea who's going to win. I usually pick the teams really poorly. And here we go again. So, Son, did you fill out a bracket this year?
I did. I did fill out a bracket this year.
All right. Well, hopefully you all do well. Where did you fill your bracket out?
On ESPN.com.
Oh, Zach Harding's thing?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. You know what? I think I might join that, actually. Right now, and then we could just do it online together.
Okay.
Let's go ahead. Start in the Midwest. I'm gonna go ahead and pick Louisville. I think that's versus NC8NT. I don't even know if that's a real school or they're advertising already.
I think you meant AT&T, but, same thing. They're not going to win.
Okay. All right. Louisville versus AT&T. And then there's Missouri and Colorado. I know nothing about either team. I don't even know which Colorado State is this. Is this the team that wears the green?
Yeah, this is the Rams. They're the Mountain West.
Oh, they made it to the tournament? The Mountain West team?
Yeah, they had a good year. I think at least three teams from out in the West made it. Maybe four.
Four? Unbelievable. Should I choose the old Mountain West loyalty or the team that sounds good, Mizzou?
You want to tell you who I picked?
Oh, sure.
I picked Missouri just because they've got that Mountain West bench on them.
I feel like I got to represent. I'm thinking Colorado State, even though I feel Missouri's going to win. All right, moving on. Oklahoma State versus Oregon. Pac-10 for life. Who'd you pick?
I picked Oregon for the same reason. Pac-12. Well, really, I only support the Pac-10. I don't support Utah or Colorado.
Right, yeah. It'll be Pac-10 for me forever. Unless they add new teams, but Utah and Colorado do not count. St. Louis versus New Mexico. I don't know anything about St. Louis. New Mexico State, that's not West team, right?
No, New Mexico is not New Mexico State.
Oh. Okay. Now, I guess here's some trivia. What's the nickname for St. Louis and New Mexico?
New Mexico State?
Yeah.
I think there's It's not the Lobos, New Mexico State. I know it's in Las Cruces. I don't know if the mascots are St. Louis. I don't know. It's St. Louis is a funny one. I can't remember what it is.
I don't know either. I'm not gonna bother finding out. I'm going St. Louis.
St. Louis is the Billiken.
The what?
Billiken.
What's a Billiken?
I'm not quite sure. And New Mexico State, they're the Aggies. Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and move on. Memphis versus St. Mary's. I think Derrick Rose still on the team. I'm going to go ahead and pick Memphis.
That's what I did, too. St. Mary's is in the West Coast Conference.
They beat BYU this year, I think.
Yeah. But
last second spot. Okay, Michigan State versus Valparaiso. Valpo, Nancy Drew, the game-winning three. I mean, Bryce Drew. I think I'll go Michigan State.
I picked Michigan State as well.
Let's see. Creighton versus Cincinnati. Where's Creighton at?
Creighton, I think, is in... I thought it was in Iowa or Ohio, but I'm not sure.
I think it's in Ohio, but I don't know. I'm going to go Cincinnati, since I know where the Bearcats are from. And then we have Duke versus Albany. I feel like this happened a few years ago as well. Didn't Duke lose a number two seed a few years ago?
Yeah, I think they lost to, like, Lehigh or something.
Last year, right?
I don't remember which year, but they did. I think they lost to Lehigh as a two seed, but I don't remember which year.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun time. I don't think that's going to happen again, though. Let's see. Let's go ahead and finish this Midwest. We got Louisville versus Colorado State. I'll go and pick Louisville because I know Rick Pitino's still the coach there. Whatever happened with his paternity lawsuit?
Yeah, paternity lawsuit? I don't know.
I don't think it had any reaction with that.
I was going to say, I don't think it has any bearing in this game.
I was just curious because it happened a couple of years ago, and he's still coaching. I guess it must have blew over.
You know how it is with these coaches. I picked Louisville as well.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and pick Oregon over St. Louis.
I picked St. Louis.
Really? I don't know anything about St. Louis. I think the only thing I know is the 4 is lower than the 12, but I'll pick Oregon anyway.
Okay. I was going to say, you don't know anything about Oregon either.
I know. I don't know anything.
Okay.
And then Memphis versus Michigan State. Oh, it's tough. It's tough. I guess I'll pick the Team Cleaves team, Michigan State.
Yeah, I think Michigan State as well. Yeah.
Then Duke, Louisville versus Oregon. I pick Louisville. Michigan State versus Duke. I will pick Michigan State with Louisville winning the bracket. I don't know.
I have Michigan State winning that region.
Okay. All right. Michigan State. Let's go ahead and go to the South. There's Kansas versus Western Kentucky. I feel like they played this game last year. I only know one thing about Kansas. It's because I watched them for one half a couple weeks ago against Baylor. And they have the thrift shop guy playing on their team, McLemore.
Oh.
I think it's the same person. I don't know.
They might be related. I don't think it's the same person, but yeah.
they're gonna pop some tags. And then UNC versus Villanova. I didn't know UNC were so had such a low seed. Are they not good this year?
No, they're not good this year. Well, I mean, they're an 8 seed, but they're not that good.
I always pick Villanova to go far, and every year I'm very disappointed. Is this the year for Jay Wright?
I don't know. You tell me.
Sure, why not? I'm going to be eventually right one time.
All right. I picked Villanova as well. How about you say your pick first, and I tell you mine, because I've already picked.
Okay. All right, next up is VCU versus Akron. I'm going to go to VCU. They were a Final Four team a couple years ago.
Oh, I picked VCU, yeah.
Okay. Next is Michigan versus San Diego State. Oh, not West team. Let's see. I don't know who's on San Diego State. I know Kawhi Leonard played there. Doesn't Michigan have a Big Dog 3?
Yeah, they have Big Dog 3, Tim Hardaway 2.
They have Tim Hardaway 2?
Yeah, Tim Hardaway Jr. Last year they had Glenn Rice Jr., but he got kicked off the team.
Oh, I wish they would have had all three of them.
And I don't think it's San Diego State. It's South Dakota State.
Oh, it is? Oh, no idea.
I picked Michigan. Yeah.
I want to pick Michigan for Big Dog 3. I can't believe these guys from the 90s have kids playing in college now. They just feel old.
I know. It's like these guys are in the league maybe like 5 years ago. They have kids in the league already. They're in the college.
Yeah. I just remember Glenn Robinson's rookie year when he was on the Bucks, and I was like, oh, who's this guy averaging 19 points a game? And now his son is out there. Anyways, let's go ahead and move on. UCLA versus Minnesota. I'm going to go with UCLA for Shabazz Muhammad. Is that his name?
Yeah, Shabazz. Shabazz, I don't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah, I want UCLA as well.
Okay. And then we have Florida versus Northwest State. Is that what NW is?
I don't know. I'm going to guess, yeah.
All right. Well, they don't have a chance against Florida. I think they have Kenny Boynton on their team, right?
I think you're right, actually.
Oh, he's still good. He's still doing something.
They have him and they have Patrick Young.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Oh, he destroyed BYU that one year.
Trying to remember. Is he that big guy?
The big guy got like 19 rebounds.
Oh, right. Okay, and then there's San Diego State versus Oklahoma. Right, Mountain West versus an Oklahoma team known for Blake Griffin and Hollis Price. I think they have somebody who's supposed to be really good, like Keith Smart. Isn't he on the team with Oklahoma?
I can't remember. I think Blake Griffin Jr. is on this team.
I want to go Mountain West, but I think Oklahoma is going to win.
No, I picked San Diego State.
Should I change it back? Absolutely. All right, and then we have Georgetown versus Florida Gulf. You know, I always pick Georgetown to go far. They never do. But I'm sure they can beat Florida Gulf.
They went far with the year where they had Jeff Green and Roy Hibbert.
They did do well that year, but I think they won the Elite Eight that year. I think that was the year I didn't pick them to go far. So now I'm just Villanova and Georgetown every year. Big mistake.
All right. Who did you pick? I picked Georgetown.
Oh, yeah, me too. Let's go ahead. Kansas versus Villanova. I'm going McLemore again.
Yeah, me too.
VCU, Michigan. VCU.
You pick VCU over Michigan? I pick Michigan.
Oh, I think VCU just has it every year.
Yeah, that's true. I think they have a good coach. Shaka Smart. So He looks like the guy who was on Spin City, the black guy with the bald head.
Oh, yeah. let's see. And then we have UCLA-Florida matchup of the 2006 National Championship game. I hope everybody there is remembering that Ben Holland and that Donovan guy. Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan, yeah.
Let's see. I'm picking UCLA for revenge for once.
I picked Florida.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I think Ben Holland's going to be fired after this season if they don't reach the Sweet 16.
I don't know. He might. He might not be. He recruits really well.
Yeah. He recruits well. They always have talent, but I think anyone has talent when they play in UCLA.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, people forget that Drew Holiday played there.
Yeah. Yeah, for one season. Did not. Barely played. Same thing with Russell Westbrook. They barely played.
No, Russell Westbrook started.
Oh, yeah. He was on that guard,
team with the...
Nick Collison and Kevin Love.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with Georgetown to Kansas versus VCU. Kansas.
Yeah,
UCLA, Georgetown. UCLA. Picking Kansas for the bracket.
I picked Florida over Georgetown, but Kansas over Florida, so Kansas wins that bracket for me.
All right. Go ahead and move on to the West. The Zags with a 1 seed overall. Are they really that good?
They have a good record. They're not the overall 1 seed, though.
Okay.
But I understand you have a 1 seed. Yeah, I guess they're that good. They have a good record.
How many games did they lose this year?
The Zags? They only lost 2 games this year.
Oh, wow. And they beat BYU at the Marriott Center. Maybe their biggest win of their career.
Yeah, I think that's a night they will never forget. Maybe.
I'm going to go and pick them. And then they have a soccer player. They have... I don't know who he looks like in soccer. They have Messi. Jorge Fabregas, that's what he looks like.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Oh, it's fine. Let's move on. Pittsburgh versus Wichita State. One thing I know about Pittsburgh is DeJuan Blair. Wichita State? I don't know anything about them, so I'm picking Pittsburgh.
I picked Pittsburgh. I think Wichita State, I think their nickname is the Wheat Shockers.
Oh, and then Pittsburgh for sure. Pittsburgh nickname is the Steel Makers. Actually, I don't know.
Pittsburgh. I think they're the Panthers.
Pittsburgh Panthers? I've never heard that before.
I could be really wrong. But I'm pretty sure it's the Pittsburgh Panthers. Yeah, it is.
Pittsburgh Panthers. All right. Let's move on. Wisconsin versus Ole Miss. I'm picking Wisconsin because I don't think Ole Miss will be awake in the second half. They'll be just as bored as everybody in the stands. Wisconsin wins.
I picked Wisconsin as well.
Why does Wisconsin play so slow?
Well, a few reasons, I think. He's a really old-school coach. He likes to work the ball around the perimeter. And they really don't have any athletic players. So.
All right, well, Kansas State versus Eric LaSalle.
I picked, you go first.
I'll pick Kansas State because I don't know where LaSalle is.
Yeah, same here. I don't know where LaSalle is either. No idea.
Just keep thinking of ER. That's the only thing.
I just clicked on their, you know, the game matchup thing. And for, you know, every team so far has a scouting report or some kind of news. And LaSalle, if you click on it, all it says is coming soon.
That's all you need to know. They're not even a real school.
Well, I don't know. Underreported, I guess.
It's a catfish game. Kansas State will show up, and there won't be an opponent. There you go. Next up is Arizona versus Belmont. I don't know anything about Belmont, but I know that Arizona, I don't know actually who's on their team anymore, but, you know, Pac-10 for life.
I picked Arizona as well. I think they were ranked number one at some point in this season.
Oh, really?
Really early in the season. Really early in the season. They were like 9-0 or something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, wow. Next up is New Mexico. Is that the Mountain West team?
It is.
And then we have Harvard.
your accent was maybe, you know, it actually is a little better than Tommy Jackson's.
That's actually my impersonation of Tom Jackson.
Good old days when the prime time, those two guys are still doing it. Obscure reference, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and go up to Mexico, the Lobos, and the ghost of Sherman Douglas. We'll help them out.
Yeah. I'll pick New Mexico as well. They're a 3 seed. Did you see that?
Yeah. Is that good?
I actually watched the Mountain West Conference Championship game, and they played really well.
Oh, really? Who did they play again?
Yeah. I think UNLV. I think.
Oh,
I could be wrong.
UNLV's good, too. I wish BYU was still in the Mountain West. I like Mountain West basketball.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
Let's go ahead and move on. Notre Dame versus Iowa State. What's this news about the Catholic Six conference?
Yeah. Oh, the Catholic Seven. It's basically all the Catholic schools in the Big East are leaving the conference and forming their own conference.
They call it the Catholic Seven?
Well, they're not calling the conference that. They're just calling those schools that. I think three other teams are already committed to joining the conference. Well, I think one of them is Creighton. I can't remember the other two. But they're going to join the Catholic Seven.
Xavier, I think, is one of them.
Xavier. Anyway, Xavier is the X-Men guy.
Not a school, Xavier.
No, the school is Xavier.
I didn't know it was different.
Yeah, it's pronounced Xavier. It's not X-Xavier. Xavier is Professor X.
I had no idea that there was a distinction.
Well, nobody who goes to Xavier calls it X-Xavier.
Xavier.
It's actually a common mistake, but I think it's funny. That's all that people call it Xavier after X-Men.
Xavier.
Anyway.
I had no idea. Let's go ahead. Okay, so they're gonna do their separatist movement of the Catholic Seven.
Right. I think they're going to call it the American Conference, something like that, or America Conference. I can't remember.
All right. Well, I'll pick Notre Dame for that, and then
I actually picked Iowa State. But
you know what? I've been picking all You're right. I will pick iOS 8 too because.
Well, you can't change it.
Well, I've been picking all favorites, you know. There needs to be at least a couple offsets.
Well, you, you changed it after I told you, though.
Fine.
I stayed second.
I'm going to change my answer to Ole Miss against Wisconsin. I'm changing that.
Fine. That's fine. Okay.
I'm going to change these. All right. There's Iona versus Ohio State. Iona's the team that lost to BYU last year in the first eight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The first four.
First four, yeah.
That's the team. All right. In that case, let's go ahead and pick Ohio State. Who's on Ohio State? Do they still have Evan Turner?
No, he's been gone for 2 years. they have Aaron Kraft. Do you know who he is?
Sounds familiar.
He's got really good hands. He steals the ball a lot. Deflects a lot of passes. Yeah. He's a really good defender. I like watching him play, actually.
Okay, let's go ahead. The Zags versus Pittsburgh. I'll pick Gonzaga. Or is it Gonzaga? What's the right way?
You know, this is one that always tricks me. I thought it was, let me think about it. Gonzaga? Gonzaga. I don't know.
I think it's Zaga.
One of those things. It's got to be Gonzaga, right? I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, Ole Miss versus Kansas State. Let's go ahead and go Ole Miss.
Oh, I think Wisconsin.
Oh, no way. Stay away from Wisconsin. Every team in the league has a chance to beat Wisconsin.
That's true.
Let's see. And then let's go ahead. Arizona versus New Mexico. Pac-10 for life.
Well, I picked New Mexico. Your bracket is probably going to turn out a lot like Ben's bracket.
Man, this guy never wins either. then we have Ohio State versus Iowa State. You know, I don't like these Midwest schools for some reason.
They probably have a hoop in every driveway.
That's true. Let's see. The Zags versus Ole Miss. Zags. Arizona versus Ohio. I guess I'll pick Ohio. Pretty sure Ohio is going to win the bracket. Ohio State, I mean. Ohio State.
Right. I picked Wisconsin to go against Ohio State, with Ohio State winning that region.
Oh, yeah. All right. Looks like we're getting the same Final Fours in here. A couple of them. Let's go ahead. Indiana versus JMU. What is a JMU?
I'll be honest, I have no idea.
What is the J for? I'm trying to think of it. Jackson, Missouri University?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll never know. I guess we could look it up.
We don't need to look it up.
Oh, well, I know what it is. It's James Madison University in Virginia.
Is that James Madison? Yeah, they got some advertising for their school. Indiana's going to destroy them, probably. Is this the year that a 16 beats a 1?
It might be. Gonzaga, they might lose.
To Southern U? Who's Southern U? Southern Utah?
Is it? It cannot be Southern.
They're in the Division II.
they're a Division II team?
No, Southern U. Or Southern Utah is. I don't know who Southern U is.
I think, if I got it right, Louisiana. It says it's, if it's the right university, a historically black college in Baton Rouge.
Oh, and, they have probably a drum line.
It's possible.
Oh, sure. All right, moving on. NC State versus Temple. Jimmy V. I'm picking Jimmy V. Already Temple school.
Yeah, I picked them as well.
To UNLV versus Cal. Cal Berkeley is a really nice-looking school. UNLV is a very ugly school. Been to both campuses. UNLV, I think,
a lot of
better
team. Wait, who did you pick?
UNLV, even though they have a really ugly campus.
A lot of hate mail is going to come pouring in from the Vegas area. You didn't go with the Pac-10 team that time.
I just can't pick over UNLV. I think UNLV is a good team, just because they used to have Larry Johnson on the team. I think they have somebody really good on their team now, but I don't know his name.
And UNLV.
Yeah,
they have Anthony Bennett, who might be another.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right, Anthony Bennett. Yeah, so they have that guy. And yeah, if you ever been to UNLV campus, their student center is painted gray and red. The floors are bright gray, and it is just red. And then they have a Running Rebel logo everywhere. It's kind of nice, but the colors are just really terrible. Not really well kept, grounds, university. Berkeley, on the other hand, very nice looking. It's up on the hill. So, it's nice input for a campus I actually visited. The list isn't very long.
Anyways, it's quite the tangent to talk about campuses. I think UNLV as well.
All right.
Like the dive drive.
Is there any other campus that I've visited? Let me see here.
Well, that's maybe another time.
I haven't been to any other ones. Maybe San Diego.
Okay, let's move on.
All right. Let's see, Syracuse versus Montana. Cuse. I'm thinking Syracuse.
Yeah, same here.
A school that featured great players such as Carmelo Anthony, Johnny Stent, and Fab Mello. That's a good win.
Yeah, legends.
Legends.
Living legends.
McNamara. Did they have Jerry McNamara?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Let's see. Butler versus Bucknell. I will go Butler and Bulldog.
I picked Butler as well.
And then we have Marquette versus Davidson. I want to pick Davidson just because you need upsets in there. And I always pick Marquette every year to go far, and they don't. So I'm going to go and pick Davidson.
Okay, well, I pick Marquette.
Right. And then there's Illinois versus Colorado. Which Colorado is that? That's Colorado, the Cordell Stewart Colorado team?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pick up.
I've actually driven by Davidson before.
Oh, really? Where is Davidson?
I believe it's in North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right. You're right. It is.
I picked Illinois in that matchup.
Yeah, that's right. That's I remember that story where Stephen Curry or Stephon Curry, the Currys grew up in Charlotte, and he had a choice between Duke and North Carolina, and he picked Davidson instead.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know he had offers at other places.
Actually, I don't know if he had offers. I just knew he was either shunned or he chose Davidson. I don't remember exactly.
I think he was. I don't think he was recruited.
Okay. Okay. Too bad. And then we have Miami, Florida. And then versus Pacific. Is that the school that Michael Olowokandi came from?
It is. It's the one in Stockton, California.
So it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I can't believe they made the tournament.
Well, I mean, they're a team that are ineligible, so...
Really?
They're bound to have a good year once in a while.
That's incredible. I'll pick Miami, Florida. Anything good about Miami, Florida?
Oh, yeah, they're really good. They beat Duke by 30 or something this year.
Oh, wow.
Or 20-something. They were undefeated in the ACC for a long time.
Oh, wow.
You know, it would have been funnier if if people just thought Michael Olowokandi came from the Pacific, like somewhere in the ocean.
the one and only immortal, the Candyman.
Candyman, yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and country bracket. NC State versus Indiana. Well, why is Indiana so good?
Well, they have a lot of good players. They have Oladipo, Zeller, Wofford.
Is that Zeller guy on this team?
Cody Zeller, yeah.
I didn't know what school he was on. I just heard the big stiff white guy that everybody likes.
He moves around really well. I think he's better than Tyler Zeller, his brother.
I didn't know they were brothers.
Yeah, well, uncommon name, but yeah, I guess that you don't assume they're brothers. Yeah, they're brothers. I think there's another one too. He's gonna.
Are they related to golfer Ozzie Zeller?
No, they don't spell the last name the same way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think Fuzzy Zeller has an O in it.
Okay. That would have been a good line of athletes in one family. Oh, yeah, that's right. They have that Zeller guy. Yeah. Just another high draft pick for a team looking for. Kind of reminds me of Brandon Mullins.
Byron Mullins?
Yeah, Byron Mullins.
No, I think he's going to be better than Byron. Well, I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? People don't know how to, to evaluate players like that who are really good in college but slightly undersized.
Is he undersized?
First position, maybe. But he's not tall enough to play center, and he's probably not strong enough to play power forward. But he's skilled, and he's really good, but it's really hard to evaluate sometimes. Kind of like Michael Beasley.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, it's easy to evaluate Michael Beasley. We got a disaster.
Well, coming out of college, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Coming out of college. All right. Okay. You sold me on Indiana. They got the Zeller guy.
Yeah, I picked him as well. Anyway.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go UNLV versus Syracuse. Picking UNLV. I've never been to Syracuse. Been to UNLV. I actually got a parking ticket at UNLV a few years back. I never paid them. I think they have statute of limitations, right?
Well, it's hard to say. Maybe with parking tickets, maybe not. I keep picking UNLV. I think you just keep picking them for stories. I picked Syracuse to win that game. Although I wouldn't be surprised if UNLV won. They're pretty good.
Moving on, then, Butler versus Davidson. Battle mid-majors. Butler seems to be in it every year. They have that really young-looking coach, don't they?
Yeah, I think his name's Brent Stevens.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This guy, this 24-year-old coach.
Yeah, like a young genius or something.
Yeah. Then you have Colorado versus Miami.
Wait, who did
Colorado?
You pick?
Oh, Butler.
Okay, I picked Marquette. You didn't have them in there, but I picked Marquette.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you have Colorado versus Miami, and I'm going to go ahead in Miami since they were undefeated in ACC at one point. I just learned that.
Yeah, I picked Miami as well. I actually like watching Miami play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really good defensively. And they've got some good players. James Larkins. And they're coached by Jim Larranega. I think was he the coach of George Mason? I think he was.
No, I have no idea.
Anyway, when they made their run, I can't remember. I can't remember clearly. I think Miami in that one came as well.
Oh, wow. That sounds fun. Well, let's go ahead and go Indiana, UNLV, and they have the Zeller guys versus UNLV. I guess I'll pick UNLV. Now, last time I was there, they had a Asian American conference, and it was sponsored by Red Bull, actually. So,
was there anything notable about that?
I think that was the first time I ever heard the song Paramore's Misery Business was at that conference, or it was more like a convention, I don't know.
Why would you play that song at a conference? I mean, what kind of message does that send?
It was just like, I think it was like a new student orientation, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Student orientation.
You know, I picked Indiana in that game.
We'll see. And then, let's see, Butler versus Miami. I think I'm going to go ahead and take Miami.
Yeah, I picked Miami as well.
Okay. Then UNLV versus Miami. That's a tough one. Do I have any more UNLV stories? I'm trying to think.
Well, you know, I'll give you one UNLV story that I could think of. We went to UNLV campus to go to the BYU versus Oregon State bowl game in 2009, I think.
Right, that's right.
And we drove to the campus, and the game was not there because the football stadium was not on campus, so they had to drive to another part of town to go to the bowl game.
That's right. You're right. We had no idea that Sam Boyd Stadium was 10 miles or east of UNLV's campus, so we drove around UNLV campus for about 30 minutes looking for this bowl game. And it turned out to be a great game for BYU. BYU won, and maybe the coldest game I've ever been to.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and call it by far the coldest game I've ever attended.
Was it the coldest you've ever been in your life?
Maybe for a 3.5-hour period. I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's a good enough UNLV story. I'm going to pick UNLV then.
It's a Final Four. I picked Indiana over Miami. Miami has some bad losses. You know, another thing about that, you know, remember some nice people bought us some hot chocolate, I mean, which was nice, but the warmth from the hot chocolate lasted maybe 30 seconds, and I was instantly cold again.
That was really nice of them.
Yeah,
that was just so cold. It was just freezing to death.
You know, and that's interesting. The coldest I've ever been was in Las Vegas, a traditionally hot city. I mean, I guess that's what happens when there's 40-mile-per-hour winds swirling in. All I was wearing was a T-shirt and a light hoodie.
And I was cold. The wind's so high, and I think, I think it was like 30 degrees, maybe 35 degrees, and it was like 40-mile-per-hour wind, maybe even more than that. It was so windy, so dusty, it's so cold, and, you know, I'll never forget that game.
We weren't moving because of, you know, you're just watching football. You don't move around, so yeah, not a lot of blood flowing either.
No.
Anyway, Mike, our final fours are set. Who do you have in the rest of the tournament?
Okay, Louisville versus Kansas. You know, Kansas is always doing
that. I think the Midwest plays the West.
Oh, that's right. Midwest. Louisville versus Ohio State. You know, I think it's finally Rick Pitino's year. His legal troubles are behind him. I think he's going to a championship game.
In my matchup, it's Michigan State versus Ohio State, and I have Michigan State going to the championship game.
Wow. That's pretty good. They made the championship game a couple years ago, maybe 4 years ago, where they lost badly to UNC. Who was on that Michigan State team?
Ooh, I don't remember. Aaron Gray, maybe? Ooh, I don't know.
I don't remember either. I don't know if they have anybody.
Channing Brown. Rick Neitzel?
Maybe? No. Did they have Neitzel? I can't remember anybody who was on that team.
Yeah, I don't remember. Not Neitzel? I don't know. All I know is UNC just... It was like in 10 seconds you knew the game was over.
Oh, by the time we got to Little Caesar's Pizza, the game was already 25-4.
Yeah, it was very disappointing.
It was tough. It was a tough day. But I guess you're thinking they're going to make it again. Too bad the Zags didn't win. Or none went to beat the Zags.
Okay, I'm looking at the box score, and Neitzel was not on the team. A lot of players who did not make the NBA were on the team. Oh, Draymond Green was on the team.
Oh, okay.
Played 12 minutes. Zuton was the guy. I couldn't remember the big white guy. I don't think he might have played the NBA, but not very long.
All right. Well, let's go ahead. Kansas versus UNLV. I think we're all love UNLV stories, and that's where UNLV stops. Kansas is going to go ahead and move forward.
Oh, well,
unless we have another UNLV story.
I can't think of any.
I went to Smashburger once, and that's right across the street of UNLV. We also have, I got a haircut once right across the street from UNLV. I went to In-N-Out. They have a Panera Bread. But other than that, nothing happened on campus.
Oh, well, that's where that might be the biggest upset, that you don't have any more UNLV stories.
that's it. Their run's over.
Okay, well, anyway, I pick Indiana over Kansas.
To win it all?
In that final four game, yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you have Indiana versus Michigan State.
You're right, and I have Indiana winning that game.
Okay, and let's see. I have Louisville versus Kansas. I think I'm going to pick Louisville. It's really Rick Pitino's year. Would he be the first coach ever to win national championship with two different teams?
I don't think so. I'm not sure, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I'd have to do some fact checking with that one.
Let's see. All right, that's our NCAA tournament picks. What else we got going on? There's some NFL news out there, but I think we're out of time on this podcast. You know, Sean, what do you got? Anything else to plug?
I don't have anything to plug. We are doing a fantasy baseball draft this Friday, and after that, we should have a MLB/fantasy baseball preview podcast coming.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. You know, it'd be great to have a preview of fantasy baseball after you draft.
Well, for you maybe.
That's with college basketball. Let's not forget that BYU is in the NIT, and they won the first NIT game a couple of days ago. And hopefully the Cougars make it through the NIT and win the tournament.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think we could do it. We certainly got the shooting, got the players, and we got the home crowd.
You're right. What more can you ask for?
Right. All right. It looks like that's our podcast for the week. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you later.